The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they are going, they are cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. About 800 years ago, there was a little boy who came from a very wealthy and well-educated family that went to school, and he didn't like to go to school. Probably as some of your children or grandchildren. And he simply couldn't seem to learn. So one day, he decided to play hooky. Hacer la pinta, it's in Spanish, huh? So he had a plan. He was going to run away from school. Back there, then they didn't have truant officers as they have in England and the United States. So this was his plan. He's going to climb up this ladder, jump over the wall, and take off from school. So he's climbing up the ladder, climbing and climbing and climbing. At the top of the ladder, guess who he met? It wasn't Our Lady Fatima, but it was the Blessed Mother. She said, "Hey, where are you going?" "Where am I going?" "I'm running away from school." "Why?" "Can't learn." "Can't learn?" "Can't learn." And she said, "Well, why didn't you ask me? One of my titles is Seat of Wisdom. Why didn't you ask me? Can I ask you?" "Of course you can." So he asked her to give him knowledge and wisdom and understanding to be able to learn. So he went back to school, and not only did learning become easy, but he loved to learn. And that little boy decided that he was going to become a priest. So he entered into an order in which the founder of the order was still living. This little boy was a German little boy where Pope Benedict came from. Whereas the founder of the order was a Spaniard. His name was Domingo Guzman. So we entered into this order of these itinerant mendicant preachers, and he became a priest. And he became the most brilliant, highly educated man in the whole world. He became an expert in biology, in chemistry, in physics, in geography. Not cosmetology, no. It's the only thing he didn't get a degree in, cosmetology. In logic, in metaphysics. But his two favorites were philosophy, which means the study of wisdom, and his greatest would be that of theology. So we would today we would say he got a doctorate in all of those. Not just a BA or a master, but a doctorate in all of them. And all over Europe they came to sit in his class. But what was very interesting is, one of his classes, he had a student that we'd say in Spanish, gordito, chubby little student, was very quiet. And they made fun of this gordito student. And they actually called him, they gave him a nickname. They called his student, a real insult, they called him the dumb ox. El buey mudo. The dumb ox. And this famous teacher said, he's the dumb ox. He said, his bellows will be heard throughout the whole universe. And this student had the greatest teacher in the world, but this student would go even beyond this teacher. Now all of you are hanging in suspense. You're hanging in suspense. Father, who are these individuals? And I purposely held you in this suspense so that you'd pay more attention to me. It's called a literary device, huh? The name of the great student is the greatest theologian in the Catholic Church. His name is Thomas Aquinas. The name of the teacher is the man that we celebrate today. I think most of you are not paying attention, so I'll tell you who we celebrate today. There is a church in Compton. I've gone there more than once to preach. The name is Saint Albert the Great. So today we celebrate Saint Albert the Great. And the last idea would be this. Saint Albert the Great teaches us the importance of study, the importance of learning. John Paul II wrote many encyclicals, but the encyclical of John Paul II that would fit perfectly with the saint is Fides in Ratio. How's your Latin? Faith and reason. St. Albert teaches us the importance of using reason, of using biology and chemistry and all the natural sciences as a means by which we can ascend to the Creator. In other words, creation leads us to the beauty of the Creator. So let's pray today to St. Albert that all of us will cultivate our intellect. Very often I pray for a very keen intellect. Man, do I pray for that often. Let's pray that we will have a keen intellect. But not just a keen intellect, a loving heart. Both of those. A keen mind to absorb the truth, and a heart that is willing always to love the truth. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.